Ash Wednesday Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Christ the Lord was tempted and suffered for us. Come, let us adore him. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks. With songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massah in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Christ the Lord was tempted and suffered for us. Come, let us adore him. O God, creation's secret force, yourself unmoved, all motion's source, who from the moon till evening ray, through all its changes guide the day, grant us, when this short life is past, the glorious evening that shall last, that by a holy death attained, eternal glory may be gained. To God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit, three in one, may every tongue and nation raise an endless song of thankful praise. My soul, give thanks to the Lord, and never forget all his blessings. Psalm 102. My soul, give thanks to the Lord. All my being bless his holy name. My soul, give thanks to the Lord, and never forget all his blessings. It is he who forgives all your guilt, who heals every one of your ills, who redeems your life from the grave, who crowns you with love and compassion, who fills your life with good things, renewing your youth like an eagle's. The Lord does deeds of justice, gives judgment for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, and his deeds to Israel's sons. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My soul, give thanks to the Lord, and never forget all his blessings. As a father has compassion on his sons, the Lord has pity on those who fear him. Psalm 102 continued. The Lord is compassion and love, slow to anger and rich in mercy. His wrath will come to an end, he will not be angry forever. He does not treat us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our faults. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so strong is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our sins. As a father has compassion on his sons, the Lord has pity on those who fear him. For he knows of what we are made, he remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. He flowers like the flower in the field, the wind blows and he is gone, and his place never sees him again. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. As a father has compassion on his sons, the Lord has pity on those who fear him. Give thanks to the Lord, all his works. Psalm 102 concluded. But the love of the Lord is everlasting upon those who hold him in fear. His justice reaches out to children's children when they keep his covenant in truth, when they keep his will in their mind. The Lord has set his sway in heaven, and his kingdom is ruling over all.
Give thanks to the Lord, all his angels, mighty in power, fulfilling his word, who heed the voice of his word. Give thanks to the Lord, all his hosts, his servants who do his will. Give thanks to the Lord, all his works. In every place where he rules, my soul, give thanks to the Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Give thanks to the Lord, all his works.
Repent and do penance. Make yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. A reading from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 58. Shout for all your worth, raise your voice like a trumpet, proclaim their faults to my people, their sins to the house of Jacob. They seek me day after day, they long to know my ways, like a nation that wants to act with integrity and not ignore the law of its God. They ask me for laws that are just, they long for God to draw near. Why should we fast if you never see it? Why do penance if you never notice? Look, you do business on your feast days, you oppress all your workmen. Look, you quarrel and squabble when you fast, and strike the poor man with your fist. Fasting like yours today will never make your voice heard on high. Is that the sort of fast that pleases me, a truly penitential day for men? Hanging your head like a reed, laying down on sackcloth and ashes, is that what you call fasting, a day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this a sort of fast that pleases me? It is the Lord who speaks, to break unjust fetters and undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free and break every yoke, to share your bread with the hungry and shelter the homeless poor, to clothe the man you see to be naked and not turn from your own kin. Then will your light shine like the dawn and your wound be quickly healed over. Your integrity will go before you and the glory of the Lord behind you. Cry, and the Lord will answer. Call, and he will say, I am here. If you do away with the yoke, the clenched fist, the wicked word, if you give your bread to the hungry and relief to the oppressed, your light will rise in the darkness, and your shadows become like noon. The Lord will always guide you, giving you relief in desert places. He will give strength to your bones, and you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water, whose waters never run dry. You will rebuild the ancient ruins, build up on the old foundations. You will be called breach mender, restorer of ruined houses. Responsory from Isaiah 58. This is the fast that pleases me, says the Lord. Share your bread with the hungry and shelter the homeless poor. Then you will cry and the Lord will hear. You will call and he will say, I am here. When the Son of Man comes, he will say to the people on his right, Come, for I was hungry and you fed me. Then you will cry and the Lord will hear you. You will call and he will say, I am here. A reading from the letter of Pope St. Clement I to the Corinthians. Let us fix our thoughts on the blood of Christ and reflect how precious that blood is in God's eyes, inasmuch as its outpouring for our salvation has opened the grace of repentance to all mankind. For we have only to survey the generations of the past to see that in every one of them the Lord has offered the chance of repentance to any who were willing to turn to him. When Noah preached repentance, those who gave heed to him were saved. When, after Jonah had proclaimed destruction to the people of Nineveh, they repented of their sins and made atonement to God with prayers and supplications, they obtained their salvation, notwithstanding that they were strangers and alien to him. All those who were ministers of the grace of God have spoken through the Holy Spirit of repentance. The very Lord of all himself has spoken of it, and even with an oath. By my life, the Lord declares, it is not the sinner's death that I desire, so much as his repentance. And adds this gracious pronouncement, Repent, O house of Israel, and turn from your wickedness,
Say to the children of my people, though your sins may stretch from earth to heaven, and though they may be redder than scarlet and blacker than sackcloth, yet if you will turn wholeheartedly to me and say, Father, I will listen to you as I would to a people that was holy. Thus, by his own almighty will, he has confirmed his desire that repentance should be open to every one of his beloved. Let us bow, then, to that sovereign and glorious will. Let us entreat his mercy and goodness, casting ourselves upon his compassion, and wasting no more energy in quarrels and a rivalry which only ends in death. My brothers, do let us have a little humility. Let us forget our self-assertion and braggadocio and stupid quarrelling, and do what the Bible tells us instead. The Holy Spirit says, the wise man is not to brag of his wisdom, nor the strong man of his strength, nor the rich man of his wealth. If a man boasts, he should boast of the Lord, seeking him out and acting with justice and uprightness. More particularly, let us remember what the Lord Jesus Christ said in one of his lessons on mildness and forbearance. Be merciful, he told us, that you may obtain mercy. Forgive, that you may be forgiven. What you do yourself will be done to you. What you give will be given to you. As you judge, so you will be judged. As you show kindness, so it will be shown to you. Your portion will be weighed out for you in your own scales. May this precept and these commands strengthen our resolve to live in obedience to his sacred words and in humility of mind. For the Holy Word says, whom shall I look upon but him that is gentle and peaceable and trembles at my sayings? Thus there exists a vast heritage of glorious achievements for us to share in. Let us then make haste and get back to the state of tranquillity which was set before us in the beginning as a mark for us to aim at. Let us turn our eyes to the Father and Creator of the universe, and when we consider how precious and peerless are his gifts of peace, let us embrace them eagerly for ourselves. Responsory from Isaiah 55. Let the wicked man abandon his way, the evil man his thoughts. Let him turn back to the Lord. He will take pity on him. For the Lord our God is all tenderness and compassion, and ready to relent. The Lord takes no pleasure in the death of the sinner, but desires he turn from his way and live. For the Lord our God is all tenderness and compassion, and ready to relent. Let us pray. Support us, Lord, as with this Lenten fast we begin our Christian warfare, so that in doing battle against the spirit of evil, we may be armed with the weapon of self-denial.
We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.